Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Shalom, shalom, Habarim, shalom. This is Ross Iadonis Safari here, here, here. LOJS, the Lion of Judah Society right here, here, here. LOJ Society. So here, the feast, the festival here in the season has come to fulfillment. Yes, I, the feast, the festival coming to fulfillment. Then ones and ones, you know, I and I now seeking to go to I and I homes. Now with the feast of tabernacles coming to the fulfillment. It's over. Yes, I. And now it's getting back and forward to I and I homes. All the robbers, the highway robbers, the dangers on the road. the road to, and also the road from Yerushalayim, from Jerusalem. That's what's going on right here, here, here in the season, this time, the feast, the festival has come to a fulfillment. And now ones are seeking to trotting home. And the dangers now to and from the road to Jerusalem. I and I am meditating it because of today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews after the order of Melchizedek. We have Psalm 31, the face of the persecuted. Yes, the face of the persecuted, even on the road to and the road from Yerushalayim, from Jerusalem. So here, here, here in the season, because many men, even many fake Rasta men, hate the LOJ, hate the Lion of Judah, hate the LOJ society. So here with the feast, the festival of tabernacles in gathering, coming to its fullness, its conclusion, you know, having to try the road. So you got to light up.
What's that? Push up the light of them. Push up the light of them. Push up the light of them. Blaze up the torch when we done burn them motherfuckers.
So here, let's watch our tribe coming from the Isle of City, trotting. Here, the Rastafari, the Thursday podcast, the upper room of Zion.
Yeah, man, oh, fireball, the whole of the fireball.
On the road to and from Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, don't trouble I, don't trouble us, yes, sir.
Let it go. Yeah, man, it's music. Yeah, man, fire where you was born up them judgment. Yeah, it's not to be lyrical, it's not sure to say. Don't be so critical, it's critical. Righteousness, praise and support, the liberty is levitical.
I pull down to troubles, I rest the fire when the blaze is a go burn you up. Oh, I pull down to troubles, I rest the bullet in the barrel a go bubble up. I pull down to troubles, I rest the fire when the blaze is a go burn you up. Babylon down to troubles, same masters down to
burn the goat, the dirty bastard and the brute. But them in the time we don't no shoot, they ain't telling us the motherfucking truth. I'm gonna get to youth, them go kill and loot. I got it done right, we revolute. Yo, but you know when you're loading up him youth, King Selassie I alone get me salute. Firebomb, not even more, not even loot. Hey, I tell you nothing must do. Yo, don't want to be clear, it goes a boo. Can't go take my fat sexy girls, them work huge.
To trouble us, I rest the bullet in my barrel, I go bubble up, boy. I fool down to trouble us, I rest the blood in my vein, I go bubble up, boy. Oh, I fool down to trouble us, I rest the fire where the blaze is, I go burn you up now. I fool down to trouble us, I rest the fire where the blaze is, I go burn you up, boy.
Them start the war, them corruption and affliction. Them not really mean affliction. Said them following the perils, the restriction. Cause they use them all come straight and turn them addiction that them hype. Well, send them come. We are going to burn them up tonight and end them now. Don't shut a load, we go run them down. This cologne to me burn them down.
Are you pull down to trouble us? I rest the blood in my fear and I go bubble up. Oh, boy. Oh,
are you pull down to trouble us? I rest the fire where the blaze is, I go burn you up, yeah.
Are you pull down to trouble us? Set the ghetto youth free down to struggle us, my.
Bandy girl, I a look, them a glint. Oh, them a whisper, them a wink. What am I do? I what am I
watching, yes, I steal. Them a think, they will try, them a blink. Take a mile, it's a time for take a inch. Yeah, they will try for a cock or a pinch. Hear the king, tell you now. I pull down to troubles. I rest the fire when the blade is a go burn you up. Oh, I pull down to troubles. I rest the bullets in the barrel a go bubble up. I pull down to troubles. I rest the fire when the blade is a go burn you up. Oh, Papillon down to troubles. Say, master down to. Burn the tooth. The dirty bastard and the brute. But the minute that we gonna shoot, they ain't telling us them mad the fucking truth. I'm gonna get to you, them go kill and loot. I ain't done right, we revolute. When you're loading up him youth, King Selassie, I alone get me salute. Firebomb, not give you more, not even loot. Hey, I'm telling nothing must do. Yo, don't want to be clear, it goes a boo. Can't go take my fat sexy girls, them work huge. Yo, hey, I pull down to trouble us. I rest the bullet in my barrel, I go bubble up, boy. I pull down to trouble us. I rest the blood in my vein, I go bubble up, boy. I pull down to trouble us. I rest the fire over the blaze, I go burn you up.
Fire, 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 fire,
fire, fire, fire. Yeah, me now. Fireball. Fireball, the whole of them. Fireball.
Yeah. You remember the parable of Rabboni? Rabboni. Remember the parable of Einai Rabbi? You know, about the man making his way to Jerusalem, then came across the robbers and thing. He was beat down and everything. Yeah, the dangers. There are dangers going to and coming from the holy city. Even though I and I had a good, joyful time. Yes, I have a heart and mind in the holy city. Now as we return from the seventh feast, the fall festival time and season, here, resuming the reading and feedings, we have today's daily psalm. Today's daily psalm, going to ride up with it, Psalm 31, the faith of the persecuted. Yes, I hopefully ones and ones have downloaded, you know, what they need for their heart and their mind to persevere, even in this time, this Iowa. Line up with the evening psalm here for the Thursday Rastafari, the Thursday podcast right here, Psalm 81.
Psalm 81.
Mizmor pe alef lam natseyah al haggittit le asaf.
Sing aloud unto God our strength.
Uzzenu, harninu l'Elohim, uzzenu.
Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob.
L'Elohe Yaakov, hari'u l'Elohe Yaakov.
Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me. There shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own hearts' lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways! I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. But their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat, and with honey out of the rock should I have satisfied,
We hear here from the army, Armageddon, Fire Bond. That's why featuring Ross and Bessa here on the Forsake Not album.
Yeah, man, oh, fireball the whole of them.
Now greetings to the globe, Gideon at the control. All praise be to his divine majesty, the Maui Haile Selassie. Always grow your nasty. Don't ease on the bit happy when you sit down in a Babylon a mess. Don't stress, don't play with nobody. We blaze if we have enough to walk with no bulletproof vest. Man, I tried the road just with Jaja. Wicked man, I'm out and I got deep. Don't put no murder upon our flesh. But because you make it load where we rather. You're too out harder. And literally you can get a fireball. Fireball the whole of them. Judgment will be falling. Fireball the whole of them. Them not stop rap. No for the police I try act like God. No for them I dream talking about why not. And not even your people now have your back. Alright, them box another youth in your mouth for talking out. You talking about a pole like in your boot and call it suit. Where I promote me not to loot. Me not choose for what you wrong. But we still a watch from south. That's why we say Fireborn the whole of them. And that's because we're fed up with them, bro. What county fill up with them? Prison yard, you're filling up them. Son, you in a criminal end. Just give me a pen and make me want to be shoot. Me find the Yama Gideon, we not fail the youth. But, so they're fed up with them, bro. What county fill up with them? Prison yard, you're filling up them. Son, you in a criminal end. Wanna give me a pen and make me want to be shoot. Yama Gideon, we'll have to tell them. Fireball. Fireball, the whole of them. And then it's all out. Fireball.
Hotter, 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 hotter fire. Yes, sir, yes, sir. Season coming to fulfillment right here, 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 and returning to our homes. It's in rows to and from the holy city. Yes, I. Fire burn all them bad.
Shell them, Shango. What are they? Shell them, Shango. Shell them.
Yes, sir.
I want to shell.
Them gonna never get me out. Them only attacking. But tell them no started. Them gonna never get me out. Can't take with the target. Yo, me up don't get one. Tell them something when I drop with that. Let's take up and rip and come attack, 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 attack. Them come a snitch and over cap, 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 cap. Them come a rip and over rap, 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 rap. Them come a rip and over up, up, up. Them come a trip and over drop, drop, drop. Them come a trip and over drop, drop. Protect me, drop, protect me, drop, protect me, drop, protect me, drop. And cut them off. So they could not push me over. When I been there with a marine car, with a machine car, come and fill up on the aisle. And fill up on the powder. When I been there with a bank car, with a bank car, come and fill up. Put a fire on the owner. When look at them up on the tongues. That's how you find out that nobody is sober. Them two things will never survive and you're not going to push over. I listen to see your guide and shield. Him go on the earth and the skies and seas. But in on them come and divide and steal. Yes, enough for them, well, them a hide and kneel. Find out, enough for them a slide and peel. Find out, enough for them a ride and wheel. Fire burn, never know the whole of them a spill. Protect me, drop, protect me, drop. I got them up, they could not push me over. Me no business with them a drink, cause them not drink, I won't make them sell that. Put the fire upon the powder. Me no business with them a hunk, I won't make them sell that. Put the fire upon the powder. And they all yeah. We look for them upon them tongues. Sometimes we find out none of them not sober. Them two guys will say the every thousand and none of you drink was sober. With them a iPhone, I could have black people, them a try fight out. Them not sit there, bam, at the inner the White House. Who tell us say I see a pants up at the light house. Look for them eyes, I say them have a knife out. Vampire thinking blood, I want flesh to bite out. If them be sitting on your stand, we wipe out. Protect me, protect me, protect me, put them out. Them could not push me over. Me no business with a marine car, with a machine car, but me fill up. Put the fire upon the powder. Me no business with a hunk, with a machine car, but me fill up. Put the fire upon the powder. We look for them upon them drunk. Long time we find out, set up for them not sober. Them two done what they want to fight, and you're not easy push over. Who them a rampant, like them jungle and a bun, but rampant. Shoot them get tired, them want to take advantage. See they know them take everything they are granted. But me tell them, take me down, but speak them language. Can't catch me camping, I go down them sandwich. Alright then, we not bandage. Yeah, King Celestia, I'm going to walk. So they're gonna push me over. Me no business with my ring car, with my drink car, but me fill up. Put the fire upon the powder. Me no business with my hunk car, with my hunk car, but me fill up. Put the fire upon the powder. We look for them and pump them tongues. Last time I find out, set up for them to sober. Them two guys with me Rastafari, I know you to push over. Money say gang, that I know me. How them care hang, that I we. Money say high, that I know me. Money say smile, that I we. Money say powder, that I know me.
Babylon burning, Babylon burning, Babylon burns. They have no water. Fire, fire, fire.
H, 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 boy, rah, yes, I, fire blazing, here, 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 Job Command featuring Ninja Man, yes,
Job Cup Production, what it is, Rise the All Nation, Job Command, alongside Ninja Man, beat him in one, Thunderbolt, Tantan, Gorgon, hey, Mr. Man,
every time we keep the fire blazing,
judgment from Babylon.
Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire, Babylon.
Come on.
Every time we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire, Babylon.
Oh, when me look at me see pagan, look at this great tribulation. Look at them a worship Satan. Me have to call unto the Almighty One, get the song. Oh, when me look at me see pagan, look
look at the great tribulation. Look at my worship Satan. Me have to call unto the Almighty One. Till the tongue tell the Lord, I'm light and I'm salvation. In the God me trust, me not fear no man. And Jesus let us at the dirt that fear I stand. And all are the wrong, I think in sun. Yeah, come on.
Every time we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire Babylon.
Judgment.
Every time we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire Babylon. Dr. Man outside, Ninja Man with new collaboration. Number one in a radio station. Sky, I don't know that a real foundation. Celebration, boom. Bad side them to pull up selector. When they come again, that's a lyrical culture. We no like bad man, we burn Babylon. Tell the whole of them, them a must understand.
Yep, come on.
Every time we keep the fire blazing.
Hot.
Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire Babylon.
Listen, Islam.
Every time we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire Babylon.
Balls, fire, fire bad blood. Burn Babylon now with them one heart of God. Balls, fire, fire bad blood. Burn Babylon, show them love away me say me a go balls. Fire, fire bad blood. Burn Babylon now with them one heart of God. Balls, fire, fire bad blood. Burn Babylon, show them love away me say yes, understand. Burn Babylon now with them destruction. Burn Babylon with fornication. Burn Babylon now with them contention. Burn Babylon now with them confusion.
Every time we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire Babylon. Every time we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire Babylon.
Hope you did what did you tell them all.
We keep the fire blazing.
Rise and feed the rising.
Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire Babylon.
Burn Babylon
every time just we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire Babylon.
Burn Babylon with them foolishness. Burn Babylon with them wrong direction. Burn Babylon with them fornication. Burn Babylon where you worship Satan. Burn Babylon every test. When it comes to fire, no ask about ninja man. When it come here teaching nation, teach your right and me teach you what's wrong. Again, ball fire, fire bad blood. Burn Babylon with them one heart of blood. Ball fire, fire bad blood. Burn Babylon show them love. Oh, where them a see Babylon man take the earth from the me.
Yeah, man, it is
every now. The town a come from east and west, and the summer come from north and south.
Right. What's my chicken? What's my chicken?
Cook him!
When I say more, you say fire! More!
Fire!
More.
Fire!
When I say more, you say fire! More!
Fire!
King Selassie is the Almighty Eye. Now I mean, big bad sound like justice. This is Sizzla Kalunja passing through. So much love to all my friends. All of the bad man, they become themselves. Almost I rise up. Thy power and come among us. And with great might and secure us. That we are true.
When I say more, you say fire! More!
Fire!
Many fake Rasta man. Yes, I, they hate on I-N-I-N-I-L-O-J. You see, the most dangerous times are going to the holy place and coming from the Isla place. Here, so the Kalanji here, look, extended tune right here. On fire.
You'll never doubt it. I love it.
I love it free.
Rasta, but do not fall, Rasta. Hey, Jacob, I'm having a choice to chase you down Jamal Avenue, you know.
Aye, aye, aye.
Mashed up now.
Thank you.
Yes, yes, yes. Classic, classic, classic. Jacob Killer Miller with False Rasta. Thompson Sound right there with the version. Here on the road to and from the holy city, Yerushalayim. Here in the season. In the third of the Shalosh Regalim, the pilgrim festivals, trotting that road too, right, making that aliyah, going up and then returning. So here, returning home. Right, as we return home from the holy city, there's the robbers, the thieves, false rastas and false ones on the road. They didn't sup with I and I. They didn't go to the holy place, you know, in grace and spirit and in truth, you know. And they're hating. We see you haters. Hate on. As the word said, long time, you know, we were silent and say nothing. But here. Make Robeno, I and I, Rabbi. That's right, Rabbi. Yeshua I, HaMoshiach I. Make you speak for I and I, the King of Kings Christ, the Word that became flesh and dwelt and tabernacled amongst us and in us and in I and I. Here, Luke. Let's shed some light on this. Luca. Here, Luca's gospel. Here, Lucas, Wengel. Luke's gospel, chapter 10. Here, picking up. Verse 26. He saith to him, what is written in HaTorah? How readest thou? How do you read this? Can you read? If you can't, then get your GED. Learn how to read. Yes, sir. We all have to level up in order to aliyah up. You got to level up. So what is written in HaTorah, in Jalor? And how readest thou the eye? Here, verse 27. And he answering, he said, thou shalt love Adonai, Eloheka, the I, Chayleka, power, with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. This is what the certain lawyer, you know, what's up, Omar, Tobiah? The certain lawyer said, right, to Rabboni, Yeshua I, HaMoshiach I. Verse 28, and he said to him, thou hast answered right. This do, and thou shalt live. Verse 29, here it go. But he willing to justify himself, saith to Jesus, Yeshua, Isis, and who is my neighbor? So here comes the mashal, the parable, the misale of the good Samaritan. Verse 30, Luke chapter 10, 10:30. All right, 10:30. Know what time it is? Yes, I. Here, Luke. Chapter 10, verse 30. And Yeshua answering said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and fell among thieves that stripped him of his raiment and wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance, there came down a certain priest, that way. And when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise, a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. Chance. So these were brethren. But a certain Samaritan, you know, the Yehudi, the Jews didn't have no business with Samaritans, you know what I mean? But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him and went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. Verse 35. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host. 2 pence and gave them to the host, and said to him, take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee, repay the eye. Which now of these three, thinkest thou, the eye, was neighbor to him that fell among the thieves? And he, smart-ass lawyer boy, right? And he said, he that shewed mercy on him. Then said Yeshua to him, go and do thou likewise. Go and do the eye likewise. So love all the brothers and sisters, but, you know, be brotherly. No time for false friends. Stephen, come with us. Stephen Marley. Yes, sir. Them let you down, but y'all lifting I up. Yes, I hear the upper room. Hear the upper room, the Thursday podcast here as we've come forward from the season, the reason for the season. Resuming the tribe, yes, I, Rastafari here. Today's daily psalm, we have Psalm 31, dealing with many, 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 many men. Many men, enough men and people. Here, the face of the persecuted, the falsely prosecuted, right up. Yes, I, many men, many men, many, 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 many. Come with it. Yes, I, Rastafari here, here, here. Today's daily song.
Now they're marketing big size condoms, and frankly, you'd need a belt and suspenders to keep one on. Don't be embarrassed. Hot Dog House now offers regular size condoms.
Psalm 31.
Watch how you talk when you talk about me. Better watch how you talk when you talk about me. Better watch how you talk when you talk about me. Cause I'll come and take your life away. Better watch how you talk when you talk about me. Better watch how you talk when you talk about me. Better watch how you talk when you talk about me. Cause I'll come and take your life away. Cause I'll come and take your life away. Cause I'll come and take your life away.
Psalm 31. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Bow down thine ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock, for an house of defense to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net that they have laid privily for me, for thou art my strength. Into thine hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. I have hated them that regard lying vanities, but I trust in the Lord. I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul in adversities, and hast not shut me up into the hand of the enemy. Thou hast set my feet in a large room.
How you talk when you talk about me. Better watch how you talk when you talk about me. Better watch how you talk when you talk about me. Cause I'll come and take your life away. Better watch how you talk when you talk about me. Better watch how you talk when you talk about me. Better watch how you talk when you talk about me. Cause I'll come and take your life away. Cause I'll come and take your life away. Cause I'll come and take your life away.
Mizmor Lamed Aleish. Mizmor Lamed Aleish. Lamnat Eyah. Mizmor Le David. Bekai Yehovah Hasiti. Ale Voshal Aulam. Besidk Atekaf Al Teini. Hatei Laya Zineka. Mehra Hatzleini. Heyei Li. Lesora Maoz Le Beita Misudota Le Hoshaini Kia Falaia Uma Sudati Ata Ulam Anishimeka Ta Nahini Outa Nahelaini Tosiaini Mereshato Zut Ulam Anishimeka
Yeah.
Me feel for cry, oh Lord, my life is suffer, many more I go die. Like Jesus will save you with them crucified. Clean from the cross, I'm called that crucified. Back up on it, head him, hang him up so high. When remember crucifixion, me feel for cry, oh Lord, my God, I never chance to hide. Not everything now. But so for many more I go die. Like Jesus will save you with them crucified. Clean from the cross, I'm called that. But so for many more I go die. Like Jesus will save you with them crucified. Clinging on the cross and call that crucified. But suffer many more as God die. Like Jesus will save you with them crucified. Clinging on the cross and call that crucified. But suffer many more as God die. Like Jesus will save you with them crucified. Clinging on the cross and call that crucified. Back up on it, head him, hang him up so high. When remember crucifixion, me feel for cry. Oh Lord, my God, I never shanty eye. Not everything, not walk, nor swim or fly. But so for many more as God die, like Jesus will save you with them crucified. Clinging on the cross and call that crucified. But so for many more as God die, like Jesus will save you with them crucified. Clinging on the cross and call that crucified. Back up on it, head him, hang him up so high. When remember crucifixion, me feel for cry. Oh Lord, my God, I never shanty eye. Not everything, not walk, nor swim or fly. You feel eating on your struck and feel satisfied. I know me a cat not try, and when me come out me not tell no, and that's
in a way them a deal with. It cannot happen. Them all go there, and that's why it trick the people. That's why it out the fire. Too much guys go bow. Too much guys go bow. Bow for material instead of really deal with what's going on. And I wonder if them don't know what I'm doing. You know?
Many are calling now. Many are called but few are choosing. Many are called but few are choosing. I was called and I was choosing. It's funny but it's true.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And here, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, is themed the faith of the persecuted. Here, the familiar theme. There's a familiar theme, Chabarim, in today's daily psalm. Today's daily psalm is Mor Lamed Aleph, the faith of the persecuted, the falsely prosecuted. The familiar theme of the straits, the anxiety, the difficulties of the innocent is the motif. As a Davidic composition, it finds its background in the wilderness, the wildness of Moan. According to 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel, chapter 23, verse 25, there's a clause, David made haste to get away in verse 26, being comparable right here to the 23rd verse of today's daily psalm in the Hebrew, 22nd, KJV. I said in my haste, ever speak in haste because of the difficulty of the situation, the trials and the tribulation? Well, David said, I said in my haste. Resemblance has been noted between the language of the Mizmor, the Psalm, the Chant, and Yeremiah, Ermias, Jeremiah. But some said against that particular theory that the prophet Jeremiah was the author of today's daily psalm. Is a possibility that he may have had this psalm, this particular chant, today's daily psalm in mind, right? This particular psalm in mind. The sections of today's daily psalm, Hebraically 10 to 19 in KJV, it'll be 9 to verse 18. It differs from the rest of today's daily psalm in style and tone. There's no argument against the unity, the inity of the whole, holistically, this Isla chant. A poet, like a musician, readily passes from major to minor or vice versa. So here, giving a first ear to today's daily psalm from the KJV translation right here from the Hebrew highlights. Yes, sir.
Psalm 31.
Mizmor Lamet Aleph Lamnatseyah Mizmor Le David.
In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust.
Becha Adonai Hasiti.
Let me never be ashamed.
Al Evosha Leolam.
Deliver me in thy righteousness.
Vechit katecha falleteni.
Bow down thine ear to me, deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock, for an house of defense to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net that they have laid privily for me, for thou art my strength. Into thine hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. I have hated them that regard lying vanities, but I trust in the Lord. I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul in adversities, and hast not shut me up into the hand of the enemy. Thou hast set my feet in a large room. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. Mine eye is consumed with grief. Yea, my soul and my belly. For my life is spent with grief, and my years with sighing. My strength faileth because of mine iniquity, and my bones are consumed. I was a reproach among all mine enemies, but especially among my neighbors, and a fear to mine acquaintance. They that did see me without fled from me. I am forgotten as a dead man out of mind. I am like a broken vessel. For I have heard the slander of many. Fear was on every side. While they took counsel together against me, they devised to take away my life. But I trusted in thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my God. My times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of mine enemies and from them that persecute me. Make thy face to shine upon my servant. Save me for thy mercy's sake. Let me not be ashamed, O Lord, for I have called upon thee. Let the wicked be ashamed, and let them be silent in the grave. Let the lying lips be put to silence, which speak grievous things proudly and contemptuously against the righteous. Oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. Blessed be the Lord, for he hath showed me his marvelous kindness in a strong city. For I said in my haste, I am cut off from before thine eyes. Nevertheless, thou heardest the voice of my supplications when I cried unto thee. O love the Lord, all ye his saints. For the Lord preserveth the faithful, and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord.
Today's daily psalm right here, Mizmor Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph. Psalm 31, very interesting. Many of the verses, David asks for the face, the grace, the presence to shine upon him. Right there from the priestly blessing. And here, the road to and from Jerusalem. As in the parable of Rabboni, Yeshua, HaMoshiach, concerning that man who is making his trod from Jerusalem to Jericho. You know, along the highways and the byways, even in the holidays, the holy days and times, you know, there's many who are of Israel, of Rastafari, but not Rastafari. So they don't have the same heart and mind. They're not about the idle of time. So those who are on the road going there sometimes suffer robbery, robbery and threats. And here in returning from the idle season, the idle time, you notice here in today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, Hebraically is verse 21. I think that corresponds in the KJV to verse 20. Here we have the Hebrew before I with the English translation. The English says, thou hidest them in the covert of thy presence, of thy face. The I hidest them. Hidest I in the covert of thy presence from the plottings of mine. Thou concealest them in a pavilion. Feasts of Sukkot, of booths, of huts, of tabernacles, but also in the translation, the Sukkah is the pavilion. Here in the Hebrew. Titz panaim, bisukkah, meiri, the strife, the reed, like legal contention and strife, the reed, meiri, from the reed. Lishonot of tongues of talk. What's interesting right here, the pavilion. Remember the pavilion? Psalm 27, verse 5, that pavilion, here, right? The tabernacle in the times of trouble and difficulty. So returning from the feast of tabernacles and the holy city, the road to and from Jerusalem. Once when the rabbi and I have I joy. But here today's daily psalm to the intro and the connection in today's daily psalm as a Davidic composition, finding its background in the wilderness of my own in 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 25, and here 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 25, KJV reads, Shaul, Saul also and his men went to seek him. Now, the interesting thing right here, one of the reasons why Dawid, even when Saul was in his hand, he could have killed Saul, but he didn't kill Saul, even though Abishai, one of his brethren, said, hey, why don't we do? Let me go, I'll go and juke him, right? But Saul is the anointed, the Moshiach king. Now, Moshiach, Messiah, in the New Covenant sense and in the translation into the Koine Greek is Christos, is Christ. So here, Saul is a type of Christ and became a type of Antichrist, right? Saul also and his men went to seek David, to hunt him down, to run him down. And they told Dawid wherefore he came down into a rock. Remember the rock stone? Yes, I, the rock from Psalm 27. Let's just go to 27, verse 5 right here. Psalm 27, verse 5. For he concealeth me. He concealeth I in his pavilion, bisukkah, in his sukkah, bisukkah, in the day of evil, biyom ra'ah, in the day of all the ra'ah. He hideth I in the covert of his tent. He lifteth me, I up on a rock. So here, Thursday podcast in the upper room of Zion here in the season. After the feast, after this holy season and time, the feast, these three particular feasts and festivals and appointments, about 24 days from the Yom Teruah, the day of the trumpets, the day of the shouting, the day of the blast, of the ram's horn, the shofar. Then we have the 10 days to Yom HaKippurim, the day of the atonement. Then we have the 5 days to Sukkot, and then we have the 7 days, and Jehovah says, stay one more day. Then we have the Shemini Atzeret, then the Simchat Torah. So that's roughly about 24, 25 days in the eye of the place, in the holy city, at the end of the year for the feast, the festival, and then we have to return. And here in the return, after the feast and festivals, we have Psalm 31. And Psalm 31 is seeing the face of the persecuted. So as a Davidic composition, finding the background here in the wilderness of Maon. And here it says, Saul also and his men went to seek him. And they told Dawid wherefore he came down into a rock, that rock connection. Thus, as we study the scripture, we can see even in the chants and the Isis, and I know what this Isis is for. We can see what the Isis are for. And abode, he abode where? In the wilderness of Maon. And when Saul heard that, he pursued after Dawid in the wilderness of Maon. In the wilderness of Maon. Verse 26, just to go forward right here in 1 Samuel chapter 23. And Saul who was anointed. So Saul was a Christ in the Old Testament sense of Moshiach, an anointed, and Dawid and David. David too was an anointed. Hold on right here. We're going to touch on Maon. All right, Maon, metaphysics. Let's see if this is in the metaphysical Bible dictionary. What's the metaphysics? So we can know the right time application according to the Brit Chadasha and that new and that living way that he has consecrated for I and I, right, through his flesh, right, through the veil, that is to say his flesh, right? Remember, the word became flesh and did what? And dwelt and tabernacled amongst I and I. Let's see if Maon is here in the metaphysical boom. Here go Maon. Maon. Maon means habitation. Maon means dwelling, Hebraically speaking. Place of abode, refuge, sanctuary, temple. A place wherein one dwells, a home. So Hebraically, when we speak like one's Maon, like we say like in Rastafari, say one's gates. But here the Maon. Here, a city in the hill country of Judah, according to Joshua 15:55. Secondarily, Maon, as a name, was the son of Shammai, founder of Beit Zor, house of the Zor, house of the rock, of the tribe and cities of Judah. So we have a Judah, a praise connection right here. First Chronicles chapter 2 verse 45. That's the phi cycle of Maon. Metaphysically speaking, the metaphysics of Maon is a consciousness. What is Maon? A consciousness of abidingness. Consciousness of abidingness, of stability, of continuity, itinuity, of oneness with Hailahim. With the power, within, in the innermost of the inner sense, within the very center of one's being. Here's what's kind of interesting right here, is that after Maon, we have the Maonites. They are the Maonites. Remember, it was a place, a city in the hill country of Yehuda. So those who dwelt there, they were from that particular hood, that particular city, that particular place. They were known as the Maonites. Of or belonging to Maon, mentioned with the Sidonians and the Amalekites as a people that downpress. They wasn't helping us up. They were pushing us down, that downpress Israel. Judges chapter 10, verse 12. They are thought to be the same people as the Meunim. Of 2 Chronicles chapter 26, verse 7. Now, Maon, a consciousness of abidingness, because a habitation, dwelling, a place wherein one dwells. This is where Dawid, in being pursued, being falsely prosecuted and persecuted, where he ran to and dwelt. He went down into the rock, right? Rock, stone, rock, right? Upon that rock. Metaphysically, the Maronites, the people of that place, signify carnal thoughts. Carnal mind, but the carnal thoughts that believe in the reality and the abidingness of error. Some get so caught up on error and wrongdoing, right? Now, me'unim, the meaning of me'unim is dwellings, homes, habitation, coming from that root, ma'on. So the same word, Hebraically, according to the pointing, ma'on, me'un, right? So let's just go here before we ride up further. We're going to ride up the Royal Amharic, do a verse by verse, right? And hopefully we'll get a chance to bring in the Midrash, right? As well as we had a reasonment from the Pisti Sophia from a previous time when this song was aligned with the day of the atonement. But here we have the Me'unim, M-E-U-N-I-M, the Me'unim, Me'unim, the Me'unim, M-E-U-N-I-M. In the Authorized Version, in 1 Chronicles 4 and 41, it's brought out as habitations. In 2 Chronicles 26 and 7, they are referred to as the Me'unim, the Me'unim. In Ezra 2 and 50 as a Me'unim, slight variations in the transliteration. Hebraically, Me'unim, habitations, dwellings, homes, retreats, asylums, refuges, lairs, dens. So who were these people, the Me'unim? They were people who were enemies of the Israelites, of the B'nai Yisrael, the sons of Israel. Adonai helped Uzziah, king of Yehuda, against them. In 2 Chronicles 26 and 7, quote, the children of Me'unim, end quote, who were among the returned Nethinims, are believed to have been descendants of some of these people who were overcome by the Israelites. So some of the people we overcame, they basically, you know, were of us. That's why it says not all who are of Israel are Israel. They were, in a sense, as they speak politically today, according to the nation states, they were nationalized. Right? They were Israelites, but they were not really Israelites in that sense of being from the root, the seed, whether in spirit or in truth, but they were amongst us, you know, like they do nowadays. People come from other places, become American, but they're not really part of that Anglo-American, you know, from England or whatnot like that. Anyway, 1 Chronicles 4 and 41 and Ezra 2 and 50, that's just the phi cycle. We're on Me'unim right here. The meta-phi cycle of Me'unim, an abiding place, thus habitations, dwellings, you know, building up on the Hebraic meaning of it. So the first sense, the physical sense, the first is like the earthly types, and then we get the heavenly types, right? First, like the outer type, and we get the inner type. An abiding place, habitations, dwellings of substance and life in consciousness. This is the metaphysical of the Me'unim. An abiding place, habitations, dwellings of substance. Faith is the substance. And life, liberty in consciousness. This substance and life have been expressing on the animal plane, but are laid hold of by the higher and more spiritual eretical thoughts and activities of the consciousness, thus signifying the Israelites, and are consecrated, set apart to Adonai, Rastafari, to the Lord, to Adonai. And thus, like this, they are raised up to higher expression and service, thus, you know, being nationalized in that sense among the Israelites, but spiritually, eretically, being raised to a higher expression and service. Thus, the Me'unim, because remember, they were these who had returned with the Israelites from the captivity. So they became part of the Israelites in that sense. The lifting up of this phase of seemingly, of that which seems to be material substance in life that the Melonim signify is revealed in the history. What's the history of the Melonim? M-E-U-N-I-M. M-E-U-N-I-M. As given in the Bible and the scriptures. They lived. Where they lived? Where they lived at, right? They lived in a rich pasture country. A rich pasture country. They were conquered by the Simeonites. Now, Simeonites, the Simeonites of Shimon, Simeon, they refer to the seeing or perceiving faculty of mind. So we have the 12 tribes like the 12 disciples. They also refer and give us insight into the 12 faculties of mind. Now, the Simeonites, as one of the 12, refer to the seeing or the perceiving, seeing, the seeing or perceiving faculty of mind. So they were conquered by the Simeonites who destroyed them and dwelt in their country, making use of their pastures and flocks. Refer to 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 24 to 41. Now, some people say, oh, that's bad. They took that people's thing. No, the earth is Jehovah's in the fullness thereof. So he is the landlord. Check, check. Now, the margin, in the margin, verse 41, it says, devoted them. So in some translations, it refers to destroy them in place of destroy them. But in the marginal note, you know, this is looking at the Hebrew and the context of the Hebrew, instead of destroy them, no doubt the word there is haram, haram, haram. Like when something is haram, it's like harem, haram. It's haram for you, but it is set apart for someone else, like with the Israelites going into Jericho and certain other cities and towns, the first things are given to Jehovah. So the mind them that went to war and to fight, right, they could take up the later spoils, but the first spoils were haram. They were devoted to Jehovah, right? They were devoted to Jehovah, right? So he had devoted them in place of destroy them, as stated in the text. Then, in the writings of Ezra and Nehemiah, Ezra and Nehemiah, we find that later the descendants of these Meunim were serving as Nethanim, as a Nethanim. Take note, gotta get into the Nethanim, right? What role did the Nethanim play? They served as Nethanim and Hahekal in the temple. So here, here, here. Just bringing out the metaphysics of Maon. Very interesting study when we come across certain names that might not be familiar with, to look up the metaphysics of it. It gives a next level of consciousness and insight into what the text, the spirit of the text. So here, 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 once again, first Shemuel, to get the context of today's daily psalm, the faith of the persecuted, or as I and I say, the falsely prosecuted. So here in 1 Samuel chapter 23, we were at verse 25, and then verse 26, it says right here, and Saul, Shaul, an anointed, a Christ type. So here we get one Christ type seeking to hunt down another Christ type. So we can see right here the context of the Brit Hadasha of the Antichrist. See, the Antichrist is not one who is like of a different religion other than, you know, a religion of the, you could say, the Bible sense. An Antichrist is one who proclaims to be of Christ, right? Just like Saul was a Moshiach, he was anointed, but his hatred and envy of King David and his animosity and his, see, his bloodthirstiness to kill David, right? David also a Messiah type. So we get a contrast here. Right, a template. So Saul, he went on this side of the mountain, and David and his men on that side of the mountain. And David made haste to get away. You recall that in the intro that we shared right here, here, here for today's daily song? The clause here says that David made haste to get away, got to get away. Now, this is comparable to the 23rd verse of the psalm from the Hebrew, or the 22nd from the KJV. I said in my haste, I said in my haste, as for me, I said in my haste, I am cut off from thine eyes, from before thine eyes. Nevertheless, thou, the eye, heardest the voice of my supplications. When I cried, when I shouted out, it's a shout-out cry, not a boo-hoo-hoo cry. When I shouted out to the eye. So Dawid says right here, as for I said in my haste. The idea here is I said in my alarm, in a moment of panic, he fell into a state of despair. Few of us as Chabarim, you know, I was vibes in this, even in this day, in this time. You know, I said, chant, why not vibes in that? And then today's daily psalm came forward in reason with some of the Chabarim. Hello, Ras, Baruchu, Ras, Ayas, and I'm sure other brethren and sisters, no doubt, have been vibes in this. This maybe is a changing of the season, time, so forth and so on. But in the moment of panic, Dawid, as I and I Hebrew avatar, he fell into a state of despair. Even then, his faith, emunato, his hymenot, imnet, imnetu, his faith triumphed. And he called up on Hailehim, upon the power for help. So connecting this sense right here of what is said of David in First Samuel chapter 23, verse 25 right here. And Saul went on this side of the mountain, and David and his men on that side of the mountain. See the contrast here? Saul and his men on this side, David on that side. And David made haste. He made haste to get away for fear of Shaul, for fear of Saul. Now, some of the ancient scholars of Torah, they say, well, maybe he wasn't really afraid. David, in his own way, was, as they say, a bad man. You know, he could have them vibes, right? But that he recognized that Shaul, right, was the anointed king, right? And he didn't want to harm the anointed. He left it in Jah's hands. And you have to meditate on that. David, as a mighty man in his own way, he could have dealt with Saul on the man-to-man level. They say that one has a right to call himself merciful when they have the means to answer to one who speaks or does things against them, but they do not. Now, some people say, well, I didn't say nothing. I didn't say, well, maybe you was afraid. Maybe you couldn't say anything or do anything. But when you have the means, as some of Dawid's men said, Abishai, I said, let me deal with David. I'll sneak into the cave. I'll juke him one time. It's right there in the scripts. Very interesting to really read and study the scripts. Nothing new under the sun. And David said, nah. Even David to level was like, you know, if you go in there and you harm Saul, like if you kill Saul, I have to kill you because Saul is the anointed of the Lord. And I had to meditate. That's a chant. You know, that David's thought, look at it from David's perspective. Yes, I can do this, but I reverence or respect Jehovah because he is the anointed. This is why the Psalms of David really bring out David's inner meditation. You know what I mean? Like some false rosters, some rascals out there, and they know who they are, or maybe they don't know who they are, but I know who they are, right? You know that many men, enough men, hating on the LOJ, right? And hating on I and I, Ross, I, Donis, I and I, brothers and sisters, right? You know, it's like you could do certain things, you know, to really respond, but you choose not, you turn to Jah, you know? Even though it's in the power of your hand to respond, you leave it up to Jah. So David made haste to get away for fear of Saul. Zooming in on that fear of Saul. That fear of Saul could be he's afraid of what he would do to Saul. For Saul and his men compassed Dawid and his men round about to take them. But there came a messenger to Shaul. Verse 27, a messenger. The word for messenger, we don't have the Hebrew here, but based on what we're familiar with, many times is the same word at the root at the root of angel, or angel, a messenger, right? But there came a messenger to Shaul saying, "Haste thee and come, for the Philistines have invaded the land." Whoa, you see that? You said, y'all work that out? Right? So Saul bringing all his men of war and everything to hunt down little David, you know, and then he gets a messenger that tells him he's the ruling king, the ruling anointed Moshiach, right? That you got to make haste. Yo. Almost like forget about this David thing right here. Make haste and come. The Philistines have invaded the land. Wherefore, because of this, because of that messenger that came, this is why there's a Psalm of David where David says, and you sent your angel, your messenger, to save me in that day of distress. And here, the scholars of Torah and I make this link here, right, with that messenger that had came to Saul and told him, haste thee and come, for the Philistines have invaded the land. Wherefore, Saul returned from pursuing, from running down after David, and went against the Philistines. Therefore, they called that place, check this out, 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 28, they called that place Selah Hamahlekot. Selah Hamahlekot. Right? Now, what does that mean, Chaverim? And David went up from thence, from there, and dwelt in strongholds at Ein Gedi. I think that's like the well of Gedi. What's that? Calf. Let's go through this right here. We're gonna ride up, but it says to give praise of overstanding, right? And it's interesting as we read and study these things, and we recognize reflections many times in I and I brothers and sisters' lives. So here, first Selah. Right, or Selah, yeah, that's, it's not the Selah like the Selah in the Psalms. The Selah in the Psalm is Selah. Here we have Selah. Some might try to say the Ain is an I, but that's only by ones who don't know Hebrew, right? It's hard to say that, Ain. And we know this because we study His Majesty Royal Amharic and his scholarship compared and translated many things and compared it with the Hebrew, because it's very easy to go from the Hebrew to the Ethiopic to the Royal Amharic. So even if we doubt some pointings in the Hebrew, right, of names especially, the key is the names, we can reference them, right, with the Royal Amharic and the Gutis. Here we have Selah Hamahlekot. And this means the rock, the Selah. The rock of escapes, ha machlekot, right? The rock of separations, the cliff of the divisions, machlekot, the divisions, escape, separations. Here. This is the place where Saul, Shaul, stopped pursuing, running down David, and went against the Philistines. In 1 Samuel 23, verse 28. That is the Phi cycle, right? That's the Phi cycle. Now to touch on the metaphysical, let's just look up Ein Gedi right here. Yeah, the kid, the fountain of the kid, Ein Gedi, of the kid like of a goat, not of a kid like a child. Your children are children, not kids. Kids are goats, and you wonder why they're so stubborn. But anyway, you know, word, sound, power. Here, the metaphy cycle of Selah Hamahlekot is the will, the rock of escapes, rock of ages, rock of escapes. Here we have the rock of escapes, the rock of separation, or the rock cliff of divisions, the place where Saul ceased pursuing David. The will, the well-functioning and personal selfishness and egotism represented by Shaul, a type of anti-Messiah, even a type of antichrist, especially when that evil spirit came upon him, has been seeking to destroy, downstroy love. Love represented by Wadada, Dawi. Dawad, interesting, Dawad and Wadada link right there, but destroy love, David. So selfishness and egotism has been seeking to destroy, downstroy love, represented by David, Dawi, who is gradually raising an individual consciousness to the place of rulership. Thus, the sense mind and the Satan of the senses, the foolish virgins, the natural senses, not the spiritual senses, but the five wise, no, the five foolish, the sense mind against which the will should have been exercising itself has grown stronger and stronger until its error, fearing, self-exalting, opposing, downposing thoughts and beliefs, that's represented by the Philistines, are about to take possession of the whole man, because they invaded the land representing consciousness in the Hebrew metaphysics, to his undoing. So the Selah HaMachlekot, rock of the escapes, rock of the separations, the Selah, right? HaMachlekot, the cliff of the divisions, is the phase of thought or the dividing line. Cross the line. Stop your talk. Just cross the line. No, he couldn't cross the line. The dividing line in the will's activities where it suddenly realizes the real need of the man. And so for a time, for the time being, it leaves off the downposing of its own good. So for the time being, Shaul, Saul, left off pursuing running down Dawid and begins to act executively. Remember, Saul is king. King Melech Nigus in the metaphysics signifies the executive function, both in the nation, but also that aspect in man. So people say, we're all kings and queens. Well, understand what that executive function and express your will in the proper execution of that executive function. Stop downposing your own good and begin to act executively in union, in oneness, in mawahad, tawahido, in oneness with the higher and truer, the really just ideals represented by the B'nai Yisrael, the Israelites, against the hordes of sense thoughts of the carnal mind that have come up in seemingly conquering power against the kingdom, the government of Yisrael, of Israel. Lastly, but not leastly, right here. Yes, sir, 26 minutes, y'all, those in the live stream. But let's just go forward right here. This is a sort of a midrash, a metaphysical midrash in itself. Hopefully we have time to share some of the midrash coming forward. But let's touch on Ein Gedi, Ein or En Gedi. Some might read as En Gedi, where in verse 29 of 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 29, and David went up from thence, from there, and dwelt in the strongholds at En Gedi, at Ein Gedi. So here, Ein Gedi, metaphysics of Ein Gedi or En Gedi, E-N hyphen sometimes, G-E-D-I, Gedi. Gedi is like a kid. It's like a young boat in that sense. Found of the kid, found. Interesting that the word Ein, right, is like the eye. So the word for eye also expresses a fountain, like a fount, a fount, like a fountain is like an eye. Right, the fountain is like the eye of the land, in a sense. So the fount of the kid's fountain, speaking of the goats, right? Fountain of Gad, because God, and Gedi, you know, etymologically in the Hebrew is related. God, right? Gedi, G-A-D, God. You know, that's how it's spelled. Gad, it's not pronounced like that, God, right? Fountain of God, fountain of fortune. So here, Ein Gedi was a city of Yehuda. So again, we still are in Judah, Yehuda, right? Judah, thou art he whom thy brethren shall praise. A city of Yehuda, of Judah, in the wilderness, in Joshua chapter 15, verse 62. David, he lived in the stronghold of Ein Gedi, according to 1 Samuel chapter 23, 29. And in the wilderness, the Midbar, the wilderness of Ein Gedi, according to 1 Samuel chapter 24 and 1. For a time while he was hiding, while David was hiding from Shaul, from Saul. You see, there's so much more even in the historical parts of the Bible. You know what I mean? If one would only, you know, recognize the proper order, you can see the proper, you know, metaphysics of this. The vineyards of Ein Gedi, they're mentioned in Song of Songs, Shir HaShirim, the Song of Songs of Solomon, in Song of Songs 1 and 14. And also in Ezekiel, Yechezkel, in Ezekiel, it speaks of Ein Gedi in connection with Ein Eglayim, Ein Eglayim, as being a place where fishermen, the fishers shall stand and spread their nets and shall catch many fish after their kinds. What did Yeshua say about the fishers and the hunters of men? And what's in the prophets about the fishers and the hunters of men? Here, Yechezkel, Ezekiel chapter 47, verse 10. That is the phi cycle here for the metaphy cycle, Ein Gedi. Ein Gedi, the love, the individual love, the indivisible dual love, the individual love represented by Dawid, David, Einai, Hebrew, Avatar. The individual love consciousness, consecrating, isecrating itself, setting itself apart to spirit, to Irit, to the Ruach, to the Menfes, even the Menfes Kedus, the Isla Irit, and earnestly seeking after and increasing its realization of the cleansing, freeing, redeeming truth of spirit. You hear everybody talk about the truth. You got to know the truth. What kind of truth? Dawid shows us the cleansing, the freeing, the redeeming truth of spirit, of Irit. Water of life. You hear here in the season, you know, Sukkot, the water connection of the, and the words of Robeno concerning the water of life, the water of liberty. Also the joy and power that come to one from a realization and an actualization of the springing up of the cleansing life, the cleansing liberty of the Irit. So the cleansing life of spirit of Irit is the significance of the eye of the fountain in consciousness, and the great increase of true ideas, the true seeds are the true ideas with their fruition being fruitful for good in both mind and body. Fountain of the kid, the goat, fountain of God, of Gad, if you please, fountain of fortune or good. Gad, right, Gad or God and kid, Gedi, are closely related in the Hebrew. In the meaning of Ein Gedi and come from the same root. They come from the idea. What's the idea at the root of God as the tribe of God, right? And the word for kid, a goat, Gedi. They come from the root idea of cutting off, of cropping, cutting off cropping, as in eating, making a decision, a determination of Baraka, of fortune, as they say, casting a lot, making a decision. You know, this is interesting because what's the Bamarinya? Kotar, like the word for to decide. Mekota, Bamarinya in the Amharic also can have the sense of cutting. But when you make a decision, you have to cut, you know? Well, should I do this or should I do that? So the thing that you do, you cut off the other thing you could do, right? So making a decision. Here, to fulfill right here. In Zechariah, chapter 13, verse 1, what does it read? In that day, there shall be a fountain opened to the house of David, to the house of David, and to the inhabitants of Yerushalayim, of Jerusalem, for sin and for uncleanness. Once again, in that day, there shall be a fountain, an ayin. It's interesting because the word ayin, both fountain and also this word for eye, according to the context. In that day, there shall be a fountain opened. To who? To the Beit Dawit, the Beit, the house, the Beta Dawit, the Beta Dawit, the house of David, and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, for what purpose? For sin, for uckery, and for uncleanness, from uncleanness. Here, brothers and sisters and brothers, right here. It's going to segue right here with the Sizzler Kalungi tune based on the epicenter of the regiment here. Dawit says, like I say, you know, he said in his haste, right? Yeah, I said in my haste, I got to get away, got to get away, got to get away. Sizzler Kalungi, come with it. Yes, sir. That's the bar. Yes,
you're still taking what's not yours. Greedy though you got more. Switching on me now, snitching on me now. Picking up dirty attitudes. What's your future then? I'm not sure. Now you lurk on every corner, trying to make a dollar from them quarters. Thought you were my friend, give an helping hand. Proved to be my enemy, you can't even trust anyone. I've got to take myself away from all these things that hurt in me. I've got to make my life so free. Seems you downwards, nothing good for real. I've got to take myself away from all these things that hurt in me. I've got to make my life so free. Seems you downwards, nothing good for real. Waste no time on you, not behaving yourself, that's been a crime on you. Now there's a fine in you. Now tell me what you gon' do. Willing to help but not to win you this thing. You put things to do, I just can't believe. Seems you don't know what you really need. Thank you, remember life carries its own fate. I was there to motivate you. Seems you don't appreciate it. What is it that generates you to do the bad things that do? I really hate it. I've got to take myself away from all these things that's hurting me. I've got to make my life so free. Seems you don't want nothing good for real. I've got to take myself away from all these things that's hurting me. I've got to make my life so free. Seems you don't want nothing good for real.
The world is getting dangerous. Sickness and disease are very contagious. All these bad things happening, the same for us. Don't help us out, can you pray for us?
I've got to protect my life. I've got to love myself. My heart cries within me. Love and respect, that's what you should be giving me. When you hate each other, you don't know what you're doing to me. If I allow this corruption, it's only ruining me. I've got to take myself away from all these things that's hurting me. I've got to make my life so free.
Seems you don't want nothing good for real.
I've got to take myself away from all these things that's hurting me. I've got to make
is it, don't appreciate it. What is it that generates you to do the bad things that do, I really hate it. I've got to take myself away from all these things that's hurting me. I've got to make my life so free. Seems you don't want nothing good for real. I've got to take myself away from all these things that's hurting me. I've got to make my life so free. Seems you don't want nothing good for real. I've got to take myself away from all these things that's hurting me. I've got to make my life so free. Seems you don't want nothing good for real.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Give thanks, Brother Kalungi, right there. That tune right there really brings out the irate, even of this today's daily song right there. Yes, I. So here you're going to write up the Royal Amharic, Amharic in English of today's daily song, a little like a free chant, a free reasonment from the Amharic and the English of today's daily psalm, and just giving ones and ones in live stream a kind of heads up. It's going to be close. Might not be able to give the eye another, you know, just a reminder if you're going to call in 515-602-9761, 515-602-9761, right here. Little metaphysical midrash study right here on the background context of today's daily psalm and some of the key words and themes, bringing the psalm and the historical context and the scripture explaining scripture. Yes, I, the glory of His Majesty, the BIBLE, gonna ride up.
This is what it is, okay?
That is.
I said, empty your mind, be formless, shapeless, like water. Now you put water into a cup, it becomes the cup. You put water into a bottle, it becomes the bottle. You put it in a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Now water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend.
Yes, 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 yes. That was Bruce Lee right there. Be water, a theme for the season. And the standing prayers up until Pesach Fasica, there is a special Baraka prayer, Tefillat Geshem, a prayer for rain in due time and rain in due season. So first up right here, native speaker Abraham Chebudeh, on the many men, 50 Cent rhythm right here, today's daily psalm, and then we'll go to the Amharic verse by verse. Yes, I, Rastafari, hear this.
Mazmur 30, Bekenif 31. ለመዘምራን አለቃ በማድነቅ ጊዜ የዳዊት መዝሙር። አቤቱ አንተን ታመንሁ ለዘላለም አልፈ በጽድቅህም አድን። ጆሮህን ወደ እኔ አዘንብ ፈጥነህም አድነኝ። ታድነኝ ዘንድ መታመኛ አምላክና የመጠጊያ ቤት ሁነኝ። አምባዬና መጠጊያ አንተ ነህና ስለ ስምህ መንገዴን አቅና ምራኝም። አንተ መታመኛዬ ነህና ከደበቁብኝ ወጥመድ አውጣ። በእጅ ነፍሴን እሰጣለሁ። የእውነት አምላክ አቤቱ ተቤዥተኸኛል። ከንቱ ምናምንቴነትን የጠበቁትን ጠላ። እኔ ግን በእግዚአብሔር ታመንሁ። መከራዬን አይተሃልና ነፍሴንም ከጭንቀት አድነሃታልና በምሕረትህ ደስ ይለኛል ሐሴትም አደርጋለሁ። በጠላቴ እጅ አልዘጋኸኝ በሰፊም ስፍራ እግሮቼን አቆም። ተቸግር ያለሁና አቤቱ ምራይ አይኔም ከሐዘን የተነሳ ተፈጀ ነፍሴም ሆዴ ህይወቴ በሐዘን አልቃለችና አመታቴም በለቅሶ ጮኸት ኃይሌ በችግር ደከመ አጥንቶቼም ተነዋወጡ በጠላቶቼ ዘንድ ተነወጡ ይልቁንም በጎረቤቶቼ ዘንድ ለሚያውቁኝም ፍርሃት ሆነ በሜዳ ያዩኝም ከኔ ሸሽ እንደ ሞተ ሰው ከልብ ተረሳው እንደ ተበላሸ ቃም ሆነ የብዙ ሰዎችን ስድብ ሰምቻለሁና በዙሪያው ፍርሃት ነበረ በላዬ ባንድነት በተሰበሰቡ ጊዜ ነፍሴን ለመንጠቅ ተማከሩ አቤቱ እኔ ግን ባንተ ታመን አንተ አምላኬ ነህ ርስቴ በእጅህ ከጠላቶች እጅና ከሚያሳድዱኝ አድነኝ ፊትህን በባሪያህ ላይ አብራ ስለ ምሕረትህም አድነኝ አቤቱ አንተን ጠርቻለሁና አልፈር ክፉዎች ይፈሩ በሲኦልም ዝም ይበሉ በድፍረትና በትዕቢት በመናቅም በጻድቅ ላይ የሚናገሩ የሽንገላ ከንፈሮች ድዳ ይሁኑ ባንተ ለሚያምኑ በሰዎች ልጆች ፊት ያዘጋጀሃትን ለሚፈሩህም የሰወርካት ቸርነትህ እንት የምን በዛች በፊትህ መጋረጃ ከሰው ክርክር ትጋርዳቸዋል በድንኳንህም ካንደበት ክርክር ሸፍናቸዋል በተከበበ ከተማ የሚያስደንቅ ምሕረቱን በእኔ የገለጠ እግዚአብሔር ይመስገን እኔስ ከዓይንህ ፊት ተጣልኩ በድንጋጤ አልኩ አንተ ግን ወደ አንተ በጮኩ ጊዜ የልመናዬን ቃል ሰማኸኝ ሁላችሁ ቅዱሳኑ እግዚአብሔርን ውደዱ እግዚአብሔር እውነተኞችን ይፈልጋል ትዕቢተኞችንም ፈጽሞ ይበቀላቸው በእግዚአብሔር የምታምኑ ሁላችሁ በርቱ ልባችሁም ይጥና
Legashun, Agarashun, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zemigashme, Ethiopia Menash, you know. But who want the next verse with Amharic. But who want the next verse with Amharic in other language. Because we want a song for each. That men gets to realize people out here know what are going on. You know, because we want to ask them if we want to sell out the black people to the Russians. Then him will fight against America. You know. But His Majesty will never join America nor Russia. Although he look closer to America because so much black people in America. So he must closer to America because I'm having people. You know, just as easy as that.
His Majesty's people. Yes, I. We, the black people over here in America. Yes, I. So here. 5 minutes, 5 minutes, y'all. Yes, I. About to ride up, going to the Great Spirit. But first, the Amharic and the English from the Metzach Kedush. Today's daily psalm. Check out the replay if you miss it right here or 5 minutes, well, actually 4 minutes right now, 515-602-9761, 515-602-9761. Those listening to live stream or check it out on the replay, here, going to ride up.
Bring forth the Bible, 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 bring forth.
We brung it. Here,
Shabbat Shalom, Senbet Salam, and thank Jah. It's Fasika. And also thank Jah. It's Friday. Shabbat Shalom, Mandamocha Hitocha.
Yes, I and I toast too. Yes, so this was recorded previously, but just to hear the reason, and it's interesting because that is the next holy time, Isla time, as we look forward to even the 2022 Jah willing. But hear it again, and tomorrow,
Shabbat
Friday, right?
Shalom, Senbet Salam, and thank Jah. It's Fasika. And also thank Jah. It's Friday. Shabbat Shalom, Mundamocha, Hitocha, Natocha. Brothers and sisters and mothers and lijoch, children of the King of Kings in Christ. Let's begin off with the psalm for this day and this season for the 29th, according to the Gregorian, which according to our Ethio-Hebrew, the Ethiopian Hebrew, our order of the children of the Ethiopians, the testimony of the daily psalms, it is Psalm 31. Just a note that Psalm 31 in the authorized Bible of the line of the tribe of Judah and the ancient Hebrew Bibles will be Psalm 32. Just a note. So let's begin. Besma'ab, wewelid, wamenfesed, kadu, sahadu, amlak. Mezmore, Dawit. Abirtu, antena, tamenhu, lezulem, alifer. Besid, kehim, adneng. In thee I, O Father, do I put my trust. Let me, make me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Jorohin Wurene Azenabil Fetnehim Adneng Adneng Zen Metamenya Amlakina Yemet Egia Beit Huneng. Bow down thine ear to I liver, deliver I speedily. Be thou my strong rock for an house of defense to save I. Ambayena met egiaye ante nehna silesimih mengedein akena miranyim. For the I unto you yourself are my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead I and guide I. Ante metamenyayin na kadebek uving wetmed outain. Pull I out of the net that them, man and people, Paul, I have laid privily for I. For the I, unto our I strength. Be'idjih nefsein set'alo, ye'u net amlak avirtu, tebeja te'henyal. Into thine hand I commit my spirit, or correction, it says, nefse, my soul, into thine hand I commit my soul. Thou hast redeemed I. Source, power, Yahweh, source of truth. Kentu menamnete netina yet ebek utina tella inegin be'egazi abher tamenhu. I have hated them, all them that regard lying vanities, but I trust in the sovereign, in egazi abher, in the good father. Mekrayin ay tahalina nefsinim kachin keta adin hatalina bemhireti des ilenya. Heshetim adargalu I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou unto has considered my trouble. Thou unto has known I soul in adversities. Bet alateja ala zegahenye. Be sefima sefragrochin akome. And has not shut I up into the hand of the enemy. Thou hast set my feet in a large room. Techegrealhuna habitu merang. Oinem ka hazen yetanesa. Tefejech nesim hodim. Have mercy upon I, Avirtu, O Father, for I am in trouble. Mine eye is consumed with grief, yea, I soul and I belly. Hewate behizina alak alechina ametatema be likasochuet haile bechigara dekame atento chim ten wawatu. For my life is spent with grief, and my years with sighing. My strength faileth because of mine iniquity, and my bones are consumed. Bet elatoche zen tenawaruhu yilkunim begorebe toche zen lemiyaukunim farahatahonuhu bemeda yayunim keneshashu. I was a reproach among all mine enemies, but especially among my neighbors, and a fear to my acquaintance. They that did sight I, see I, without fled from I. Inda mortaso kaliba teresahu, inda tebelasha ikamahonuhu. I am forgotten as a dead man, out of mind. I am like a broken vessel. Yebuzusa wochina sidiba samchaluhuna bezuriyawa farahat nebre belayuwa beandineta betesebesa bugize nefsina lementeka temakaru. I have heard the slander of many. Fear was on every side. While they took counsel together against I, they devised to take away our life. Abitu inegin beante tamenuhu antam lakene alhu. But I have trusted in the eye, O Yahweh. I said, ante hailiai elohai. Thou art I power. Riste be ijino. Kat elatoche ijina. Kamiya sadadun adnein. My times are in thy hand. Deliver I from the hand of mine enemies and from them that persecute I. Sitehin bebariyahilai abra. Selem hiratehim adnein. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant. Save I for thy mercy's sake. Avirtu antena tarchaluhuna alifer kufuocha yiferu besiolim zim yibelu. May I not be ashamed, Avirtu, O Yah, for I have called upon thee, ante. Make the wicked be ashamed. Make them be silent in the grave in Sheol. Bedifretina betibit be menakim be tzadiklai minagaru be shingela kenferocha dida yuhunu. Make the lying lips be put to silence, which speak grievous things proudly and contemptuously against the righteous. Beante lemiyamnu abesoa lejocha feet yazegajahat lemiya faruhima yesawarahat charneti indemin bezach. Oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, that reverence thee, that respect the eye, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in the eye before the sons of men. Befitih megarreja kosokurkura tegarredachwale bedinakwanehima beandebet Andevetakurkur to Shefa Natchual. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence, of thy face, from the pride of man. Ante, thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. Betekababa katamaya miyasa denika mihirtuna bene yagalata ekazi abeher yemeskin. Baruch Yahweh, blessed be Yahweh, for he hath shown I his marvelous kindness in a strong city. Enem ka'ayin hefita tetaluhu bedingat e'aluhu antegin urante bechohu gize yelimnayin k'ala samahen. For I have said in my haste, I am cut off from before thine eyes. Nevertheless, thou heardest the voice of my supplications when I cried to thee, I, Hulachu, Kedusanu, Egziavi Harin, Hulachu, Kedusanu, Egziavi Harin, Wededut, Egziavi Haru, Netenyo China, Yifel Gal. Oh, love, he who be, who he be, Zivan, Majesty, Kadamawi, Halaslasi, oh, y'all, his Kedusan, his saints, for Jah preserveth the faithful and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. Be'egezi avihariyem tamnu hulachu, dortu, lebachuhum yikna. Be of good courage. He shall strengthen your heart. All ye, all y'all that hope in Yahweh and he who be who he be, his divine majesty, Kadamawi, Haila, Selassie. Kabur lekalu, kabur dimsu, kabur lehailu, kabur le kadus. Kadamawi, Haila, Selassie, be Jesus Christos. Sem. Amen. Amen.
Let the message shut up. Rastafari, King of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself, mighty and thunder, rebel exhibit, massacre on Yahweh, the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
Yes, 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 once again, that was like 2016, that was on the Passover time as the psalm comes up again, but just to share that right there, and just here, to hear the native speaker, just acapella wise here today's daily psalm. Abraham Chabuda. Yes, sir.
Mazmur Salasa. Bekanif Salasa and. Lamazamran alek ah. Bamadnek gizie yedawit mazmur. Avitu antem tamman hulazal alamalifa. Bet edik ahem madene. Jorohene wadene azembe. Fatna him madene. ታድነኝ ዘንድ መታመኛ አምላክና የመጠጊያ ቤት ሆነኝ አምባዬና መጠጊያ ያንተ ነህና ስለ ስምህ መንገዴን አቅና ምራኝም አንተ መታመኛዬ ነህና ከደበቁብኝ ወጥመድ አውጣኝ በእጅህ ነፍሴን እሰጣለሁ የእውነት አምላክ አቤቱ ተቤዥተኸኛል ከንቱ ምናምንቴነትን የጠበቁትን ጠላ እኔ ግን በእግዚአብሔር ታመን መከራዬን አይተሃልና ነፍሴንም ከጭንቀት አድነሃታልና በምሕረትህ ደስ ይለኛል ሐሴትም አደርጋለሁ በጠላቴ እጅ አልዘጋኸኝ በሰፊም ስፍራ እግሮቼን አቆምህ ተቸግሬ ያለሁና አቤቱ ምራኝ ዓይኔም ከሐዘን የተነሳ ተፈጀች ነፍሴም ሆዴ ሕይወቴ በሐዘን አልቃለችና ዓመታቴም በለቅሶ ጩኸት ኃይሌ በችግር ደከመ አጥንቶቼም ተነዋወጡ በጠላቶቼ ዘንድ ተነወሩ። ይልቁንም በጎረቤቶቼ ዘንድ ለሚያውቁኝም ፍርሃት ሆኑ። በሜዳ ያዩኝም ከኔ ሸሹ። እንደ ሞተ ሰው ከልብ ተረሳሁ። እንደ ተበላሸ ቃም ሆኑ። የብዙ ሰዎችን ስድብ ሰምቻለሁና በዙሪያው ፍርሃት ነበረ። በላዬ በአንድነት በተሰበሰቡ ጊዜ ነፍሴን ለመንጠቅ ተማከሩ። አቤቱ እኔ ግን ባንተ ታመን፣ አንተ አምላኬ ነሃል። ርስቴ በእጅህ ነው። ከጠላቶቼ እጅና ከሚያሳድዱኝ አድነኝ። ፊትህን በባሪያህ ላይ አብራ፣ ስለ ምሕረትህም አድነኝ። አቤቱ አንተን ጠርቻለሁና አልፈር። ክፉዎች ይፈሩ፣ በሲኦልም ዝም ይበሉ። በድፍረትና በትዕቢት በመናቅም በጻድቅ ላይ የሚናገሩ የሽንገላ ከንፈሮች ድዳ ይሁኑ። ባንተ ለሚያምኑ በሰዎች ልጆች ፊት ያዘጋጀሃትን ለሚፈሩህም የሰወርካት ቸርነትህ እንደምን በዛች። በፊትህ መጋረጃ ከሰው ክርክር ትጋርዳቸዋለህ፣ በድንኳንህም ካንደበት ክርክር ትሸፍናቸዋለህ። በተከበበ ከተማ የሚያስደንቅ ምሕረቱን በእኔ የገለጠ እግዚአብሔር ይመስገን። እኔስ ከዓይንህ ፊት ተጣልሁ፣ በድንጋጤ አልሁ። አንተ ግን ወደ አንተ በጮኹ ጊዜ የልመናዬን ቃል ሰማኸኝ። ሁላችሁ ቅዱሳኑ እግዚአብሔርን ውደዱት። እግዚአብሔር እውነተኞችን ይፈልጋል፣ ትዕቢተኞችንም ፈጽሞ ይበቀላቸዋል። በእግዚአብሔር የምታምኑ ሁላችሁ በርቱ፣ ልባችሁም ይጥና።
Rastafari, King of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. Elect of himself, my tent and the rebel exhibit massacre on Yahweh in the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
And here was the time that I and I have right here, the Iowa right here on the Ian and the Iron. Like to share this. It's also recorded in a previous Shana, previous year, but seeing the psalm come forward. Some things old, some things new, right here, but all things true. Here, today's daily psalm, Psalm 31. Now here, this is on the Pistis Sophia. Pistis Sophia, the faith, wisdom. And it was during the time of Sukkot previously. Check the time on that. But previous year, it was right around the time of the Yom HaKippurim, the Day of the Atonement, just prior to going forward to Tabernacle. So here we're out of the Tabernacle season, but here, a little dub midrash, a dub reasoning here from the Pistis Sophia, Faith Wisdom, accompanied by UB40, Dub Sessions. Yes, 3 full album. Yes, I rock the fall.
Shalom, Havarim. Shalom here. For Wisdom Wednesdays, here, this is a special for this Wisdom Wednesday, as we're in the period of Yom Kippur, Yom HaKippurim, from the Day of Atonement to Chag HaSukkot, to the Feast of Tabernacles, the seven days strong of rejoicing, the Shabuah long for a whole seven. So here, for this day, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews and the Wisma, important connection of Woman Wednesday and the Wisdom Wednesdays and the midday that the day represents here, and even for us here in the season, the reason for the season. So here, for this year after 400 years, kind of an intro to the reason for the season. So here, of the 13 repentance psalms, the 13 repentances of Sophia, the Pistis. Who is Pistis, and what is the gospel of the Pistis Sophia? The Pistis Sophia, or in the Hebrew, the Emuna Chokmah, wisdom is the principle thing, the Reshith of Bereshith, even in the beginning. So here, 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 reason for the season. We have the 13 repentances, right? 13 of repentances of Sophia of Hochma, as Robain, Rabbi, Zana, Black Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, HaMashiach, says I and I, we, for wisdom, Hochma, is justified. She is justified of all her children. So we have a study of the 13 Psalms. 13 Psalms in this order. And it's a very interesting order. But right here, along with the royal order, today's daily psalm is the 31st psalm. That's the 8th. The 8th psalm in the order of the 13 repentance psalm. The 13 repentances of Hochma in the Hebrew, the Pistis, Sophia, Emuna, Hochma. We have the Imnet, Tibeb, Abringa, Tibeb, wisdom, the mother, and the law, HaTorah, of the mother. So here in the season, we have the 13th Psalm 31. Briefly, the orders of the 13 repentances is a psalm that's connected to each of the 13 repentances, beginning with Psalm 69, 71, 70, 102, 88, 130, 25, 31, 35, 120, 52, 109, and 51. So here we have the 13 Psalms. Alright, so even engage in spiritual warfare for I and myself and for another. A picture of protection and sanctuary. Even hear the reason for the season as we hear transition from the day of atonement and the time of soul searching, the Cheshbon HaNefesh Teshuvah. Right? Appealing. For mercy and clemency and pardon and the connection with the Yom HaKippurim and that day that we're commanded to afflict Nefesh, the soul, the psyche, also she. So in the Hebrew, the HD, the Hebrew definition, mind and definement, the definition, the HD, the higher dimension, looking at the connections here and reason for the season, Psalm 31, which speaks of the faith, that word there in the Koine Greek, pistis, in the Hebrew, emuna, in the Royal Amharic, imnet, from that amenet root. So we have emuna, chokma is wisdom, Hebrew wisdom, very important to study. Right, for the manem, especially as we have the Mishle Shlomo, the Proverbs of Solomon, which is basically a father's instruction to his son of the acquisition of sheep, the acquisition to acquire sheep, chokma, wisdom, for the mother, we say that mother principle, as wisdom is justified of all her children, Abinu Sheba Shemaim, our father who art. Mine who dwells, resides, Sheba Shemaim, Abinu, Malkeinu. So here in this transition, in this season right here, in the 5 days between Yom HaKippurim and HaChag, the feast, Chag HaSukkot, the seven day strong, the Shabuah long rejoicing. So transitioning from the day of the afflicting of the nefesh, the psyche, the suke, the soul, to rising up and preparing and tabernacle, ingathering, the tabernacle, that booth, the sukkah, that pavilion, that hut, sukkot, booth, tabernacles, and the word became flesh and tabernacled with I and I, and tabernacled with us. The reason for the season, also the birth, according to the ancient calendar, the true calculation of Yeshua, HaMashiach, Jesus Christos, and according to the Ethiopians, the Israelites of Ethiopia, right? And the true church and the professing church, the combined birthdays of this Mariam, of Holy Mariam, of Saint Mary and her child, our Savior, first advent, Getachin Jesus Christos. So here, reason for the season. Share some more here on Psalm 31, the faith of the persecuted. Now we go into a midrash, and whether we have time here or in the forward to future to get into the Hebrew midrash, Sefer Tehillim and the midrash, the study, darash, right? Darash, Dereset, Dirsan, and the Ethiopic, the study. We have Mizmor Lamed Aleph, Mizmor Lamed Aleph, Psalm 31, Psalm XXXI. So here from the Peace Thesis Sophia, right? The first book in the Peace Thesis Sophia, and here we're at the eighth Psalm, Psalm 31, which in the Hebrew theme, the faith, the emunah, of the persecuted, of the falsely prosecuted. Now, it's interesting because we looked over this psalm and the connection here with the PC Sophia, with Sophia, with the mother, right, with the wisdom principle. Even in the Hebrew, we have this, it's an open kind of revelation, but one's missed over it. It says, Bereshith, Reshith, wisdom, Chokmah is the Reshith, the principle, the first, the head. It said the female head, the reshith, bara Elohim et ha-shamayim ve-et ha-aretz, in the beginning, right, in the reshith. And Shlomo, Mishle Shlomo, the Proverbs of Mashal of Solomon, reminds us that wisdom is the principal thing. So here, the Peace Thesis Sophia and the 13 repentances, as we move from a time of repentance and at one man's Tawe, the Tav, the cross, the mark, to rejoicing, to a Shavua long, 7 days strong of rejoicing. So here in the transition period right here, go to the Peace Thesis Sophia, Emuna Chokmah, the Emunat Tevet, and touch briefly right here on this right here. As she continued, this is in the eighth repentance, and we'll pick up from right here, words of Roveinu Yeshua concerning the 13 repentances of Emunah Chokmah, the Peace Thesis Sophia, faith, wisdom. But hearken, while I tell you all things that happened to Peace Thesis Sophia, Emunah Chokmah, in the Tibet. It came to pass when I had led her to a region slightly less confined in chaos, the Havuot, and havoc, chaos, that the emanations of arrogance. Now here we have the emanations, as this man says, man is not emanated from a deity. Man was created in the image and after the likeness of Elohim, the true good, the true God. But here we have the emanations of arrogance. Cease for a time to constrain Sophia. Cease for a time to constrain Chokmah. Cease for a time to constrain wisdom. That the emanation of arrogance cease to constrain her exceedingly, thinking that she would be taken out of chaos entirely. It came to pass, therefore, when the emanations of arrogance discovered that PC Sophia, that Emunah Chokmah, Emunat Tevet, faith, wisdom, had not been taken out of chaos, they returned all together, constraining her exceedingly. And therefore she uttered her eighth repentance, in that they had ceased to constrain her, and that they had returned and again constrained her mightily. And she spake this repentance, this teshuvah, saying, and here, the eighth repentance of Sophia, of Chokmah, of wisdom, I have placed my heart on thee, the eye, O light. Leave me, leave I not in chaos and chaos. Save me, save I and deliver I. Live I by thy gnosis, by thy da'at, by thy gnosis. Give heed to me, to I, and save I. Be to I a savior, O light, and preserve me, preserve I. Lead I to thy light, for thou art my savior, I savior, and thou, the I, shall lead me, lead I to thee I, because of the mystery of thy name, Shemekah. Lead me, lead I, give to I thy mystery. Thou shall save I from this lion-faced power, with which they have lain in wait for me, for I. For thou art I savior, my savior, and I will give the glory of my light into thy hands. Thou shalt have set me, set I free, O light, by thy gnosis, by thy knowledge, by thy da'at, by thy gnosis. Thou art wroth with them that watch over me, over I, who could not possess themselves of me entirely. But as for me, I have trusted in the light. I will rejoice, I will rejoice, I will sing a song, for thou, the I, has been compassionate to me, to I, and thou hast considered the affliction in which in that I am, and thou, and shall save I. Moreover, thou shalt deliver, I deliver my power from chaos, from chaos, and thou, the I, hast not left me in the hands of the lion-faced power, but thou hast led me, led I, to a region where I am not constrained. And when Yeshua, Jesus, Isis, had said these things to his disciples, Talmudayo, he continued in his conversation and said, and here the emanations of arrogant, Oromano, arrogant, constrained her again. And Yeshua said, it came to pass, therefore, when that lion-faced power discovered that Pisti Sophia, Emuna Chokma, in that faith wisdom had not been taken entirely out of Havot, of chaos, that it came again with all the other material emanations of arrogance. They constrained Pisti Sophia, Emuna, Chokma anew. It came to pass, therefore, when they had constrained her, that she cried out in the same teshuva, the same teshuva, the same teshuva, the same repentance, saying, have mercy upon me, upon me, upon I, O light, for they have constrained me anew. By thy commandment, the light that is in me, is in I, has been troubled. And so also my power and mine. My power has begun to cease while I am in these afflictions, and the number of my time is in chaos. My light is enfeebled, for they have taken away my power, and all the powers that were in me have been tossed about. I am become without power before all the rulers of the Aeons, the Ionis, who hate me, who hate I, and before the 24 emanations in whose region I dwell, and my brother, my consort, fear to help me because of those among whom I have been set, and all the rulers of the height have regarded me as matter in which there is no light. I am become like a material power that hath fallen from the rulers, and of whom all they who dwell in the Aeon, the Ionis, have said, she hath become chaos, she hath become chaos, Havot, and then all the pitiless powers surrounded me together and plotted to take away all the light that was in me. But as for me, I have trusted in thee and the I, O light. I have said, thou the I art my Savior, my Moshiach, and the commandment, the mitzvah, that thou hast decreed for me, for I, is in thy hands. Save me, save I from the hands of the emanations of arrogance, who constrain me, who constrain I, and persecute me, and falsely prosecute I. Send thy light upon me, for I am as nothing before thee, the I, and save I by thy mercy. Make I not be ashamed, for it is to thee that I sing my song, O light. Let make chaos cover the emanations of arrogance. Make them be led down into the darkness. Make the mouth of them that wish to devour me, to devour I with God, who say, let us take all the light that is in her. Although I have done them no evil, make their mouth be stopped. And when Yeshua had spoken these things, Matthew came forward and said, Master, thy spirit, thy ruach, have roused me, rouse I, and thy light moves I to reveal this eighth repentance, this eighth teshuva of emunah, chokmah, peace, thee, Sophia, faith, wisdom, for thy power hath prophesied thereof of old through David, in the 30th Psalm. Hear, the 30th Psalm from the ancient Hebrew is 30th Psalm, Lamed Aleph, Psalm 31. The numberings of the ancient Psalms, as witnessed also in the Metzach Kedus, right, is sometimes a number over. So you find that within the PC Sophia here, book 1, it'll be one psalm over. So for the 30th psalm, it's Psalm 31. And here it is, saying, on thee I, O Lord, have I set my heart. Let me never be ashamed. Save me in thy righteousness. Incline thine ear to me. Haste thee, save me. Be thou to me a strong God and a house of refuge to save me. For thou art my support and my refuge. For thy name's sake, thou shalt guide me, and thou shalt feed me, and thou shalt draw me out of this snare that they have laid privily for me. For thou art my strength. I will place my spirit in thy hand. Thou hast preserved me, O Lord, God of truth. Thou hatest them that hold to vanity without a cause. But as for me, I have trusted, and I shall rejoice in my Savior. I shall be glad in thine, the I Spirit, for thou hast regarded my humbleness, and thou hast saved my soul from my constraints. Thou hast not closed my mouth in the hands of the wicked, of the ratchet. Thou hast planted my feet steadily in a spacious region. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in tribulation. My eye is confused because of their anger, and also my heart, for my years have been spent in sadness of heart, and my life is spent in groaning. My strength is enfeebled in poverty, and my bones are troubled. I am become an object of derision for all mine enemies and them that draw nigh to me. I am become an object of fear for them that knew me, and they who have seen me have fled far from me. They have forgotten me in their hearts as a corpse, and I have been as a vessel that is lost. For I have heard the cursing of the hosts that surrounded me, when they all massed themselves together against me.
They lay plots to take away my soul. But as for me, I have trusted in thee, O Lord. I have said, thou art my God. My lot is in thy hands. Save me from the hand of mine enemies, and deliver me from them that persecute me. Show thy face to thy servant, and save me in thy mercy, O Lord. Let me, make I not be ashamed, for I have cried, shouted out to thee, I. Make the righteous, the unrighteous, make the unrighteous be ashamed. Make them descend into hell. Make the crafty lips be put to silence, which speak iniquity against the righteous with pride and cussing. And when Yeshua heard these words, he said, well said, Matthew, Matthew. Yeshua commendeth Matthew and promised his disciples that they shall sit on thrones with him. And promised his disciples, here, 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 in the PC Sophia, Kokwani, Yeshua heard these words. He said, well said, Matthew. Now, therefore, amen, I say to you, when the number of the perfect shall be fulfilled, and when the pleroma, the fullness, shall rise upwards, I shall take my seat in the treasure of light, and ye and y'all also, ye shall take your seats on 12 light powers, until y'all shall have restored all the orders of the 12 saviors in the region of the inheritance pertaining to each of them. And when he had spoken these things, he said, understand ye, understand y'all, what I say? And Mary and Mariam came forward and said, Master, on this matter thou hast spoken to us aforetime in Mashal, parable, and a proverb. Ye all have endured trials with me, and I will establish for you a kingdom, as my Father established one for me, that ye that y'all may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and ye and y'all shall sit on 12 thrones to judge the 12 tribes of Israel. He said to her, well said, Mariam. Mariam interpreted the words of Yeshua. Hear, hear, hear. Reason for the season. Chag Sameach. Chag HaSukkot Sameach. Yes, I rejoicing, rejoicing. Psalm 31. Mizmor Lameid Aleif. Mizmor Lameid Aleif. Lam Natsayach Mizmor Letawi. Dekai Yehoah Hasiti. Ale Hosha Le Aulam. This is Kateka Falteini. Hate Laya Zinka. Mehera Hatsleini. Heye li litzora maoz lebeita mitzudota le hoshieni ki asalaiya ua mitzudati ata ua le maanashimka ta nacheni wete nacheleni totzeini meyreshet zu amnuli ki ata mauzi De yadika afkida ruchi paditaha hoiti paditaha oti Yahua el emet saneti hashomrim havle shav vani eli Yahua patachti agila we esmecha de chasdeka Asher aita eta on ye yada itta de sarota nafshi with law he sagartan ni yabiyad o ye he emata
Bamerchav Raglai Raglo. And what's of particular interest, Chabarim, is that in the Pisti Sophia, when Roveinu Yeshua is speaking Chokma Sophia's eighth repentance, he begins the first part, and what we have is the first eight or so verses, the prayer of repentance, which you just recited from the Masoretic, that links with this part here in Sophia and Faith, Wisdom, Emunah, Chokmah's repentance. I have placed my heart on thee, O light. Leave me not in chaos. Save me and deliver me by thy gnosis. Give heed to me and save me. Be to me a savior, O light, and preserve me. Lead me to thy light, for thou art my savior, and thou shalt lead me to thee. Because of the mystery of thy name, lead me, give to me the mystery, thy mystery. Thou shalt save me from this lion-faced power with which they have lain in wait for me, for thou art my savior, and I will give the glory of my light into thy hands. Thou shalt have set me free, O light, by thy gnosis, thy knowledge. Thou art wroth with them that watch over me, who could not possess themselves of me entirely. But as for me, I have trusted in the light. I will rejoice, I will sing a song, for thou hast been compassionate to me, and thou hast considered my affliction in which I am, and saved me. Moreover, thou shalt deliver me, deliver my power from chaos, and thou hast not left me in the hands of the lion-faced power, but thou hast led me into the region where I am not constrained. And so here, it's well known when we study the song, that here at this pause is the part one of the song, which leads to the part two from verses 10 to 19 Hebraically. In the Hebrew, it would be verses 2 to 9, not including the superscription. In the KJV, it would be verses 1 to 8, and from verse 9 to 18, where it changes into the present distress, where Roveinu picks up on that. So it's interesting to study the Hebrew and then the gnosis of the verses. For example, the last verse of the eight or so verses, and thou hast not given me over. Let's go to the next to last verse, that I will be glad and rejoice. Or even the verse before that, I hate them that regard lying vanities. And we have this right here within, thou art wroth with them that watch over me, who cannot possess themselves of me entirely, but as for me. So we have this even in the Hebrew, where at the Zayin verse it says, Saneti Hashomrim Havle Shav, I hate them that regard lying vanity. Wa'ani Eliyahuwa Batachati, but I trust in Jehovah. But as for me, I have trusted in the light. I will rejoice, I will sing a song. Here we have Agila Ve'eshmecha Be'chasedeka. The Hebrew, I will be glad and rejoice in thy loving kindness. Here in the Gnosis, but as for me, I have trusted in the light. I will rejoice, I will sing a song, for thou hast been compassionate to me, and thou hast considered the affliction in which I am, and shalt save me. And in the next part of the song, Hebraically, Asher Raiti Eta Oni, for thou hast seen mine affliction. Asher Raiti Eta Oni, thou hast taken cognizance, knowledge of the troubles of my soul. Yada'ita bitz'arot nafshi. Yada'ita bitz'arot nafshi. And here we have this right here, where it says, thou hast considered the affliction in which I am, and shalt save, and thou shalt
save me, save I. Moreover, thou shalt deliver my power from chaos, and thou hast not left me in the hands of the lion-faced power, but thou, the eye, hast led me into a region where I am not constrained. So this brings us here before the pause, because the first part of the song is a prayer of faith, and this is the last verse in that first part. With lo, he sagartani kiyad oyev, and thou hast not given me over into the hands of the yad oyev, right, into the hands of the oyev or the oyev. With lo, he sagartani the yad oyev. So here we have this right here. Moreover, thou shalt deliver my power from chaos, and I give me over into the power of the enemy. With lo, he sagartani the yad oyev. Then we have this coming to the fulfillment right here, and also the connection of the hands of the left in the hands of lion faced power. That's a very interesting study right there. He emadta ba-merchav raglo, raglai, like a raglai, my feet, raglai. He emadta ba-merchav raglai. Thou hast set raglai, my feet, I feet. He emadta ba-merchav raglai, in a broad place. Ba merchav, in the merchav, the merchav, merchav, in a broad place. But thou hast led me into a region where I am not constrained. And the reason here in the season, even with the 7 days strong, the 7 days long of rejoicing, Chag HaSukkot, and the theme of Sameach, joy, is commanded. Yes, sir. Rastafari.
Psalm 31. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Bow down thine ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock, for an house of defense to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net that they have laid privily for me, for thou art my strength. Into thine hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. I have hated them that regard lying vanities, but I trust in the Lord. I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul in adversities, and hast not shut me up into the hand of the enemy. Thou hast set my feet in a large room. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. Mine eye is consumed with grief. Yea, my soul and my belly. For my life is spent with grief, and my years with sighing. My strength faileth because of mine iniquity, and my bones are consumed. I was a reproach among all mine enemies, but especially among my neighbors, and a fear to mine acquaintance. They that did see me without fled from me. I am forgotten as a dead man out of mind. I am like a broken vessel. For I have heard the slander of many. Fear was on every side. While they took counsel together against me, they devised to take away my life. But I trusted in thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my God. My times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of mine enemies and from them that persecute me. Make thy face to shine upon my servant. Save me for thy mercy's sake. Let me not be ashamed, O Lord, for I have called upon thee. Let the wicked be ashamed, and let them be silent in the grave. Let the lying lips be put to silence, which speak grievous things proudly and contemptuously against the righteous. Oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men.
Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. Blessed be the Lord, for he hath showed me his marvelous kindness in a strong city. For I said in my haste, I am cut off from before thine eyes. Nevertheless, thou heardest the voice of my supplications when I cried unto thee. O love the Lord, all ye his saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord.
מזמור למד א', למנצח מזמור לדוד. בך אדוני חסיתי, אל אבושה לעולם, בצדקתך פלטני. הטה אלי אוזנך, מהרה הצילני. היה לי לצור מעוז, לבית מצודות להושיעני. כי סמעי ומצודתי אתה, ולמען שמך תנחני ותנהלני. תוציאני מרשת זו, תאמנו לי, כי אתה מעוזי. בידך אפקיד רוחי, פדית אותי אדוני אל אמת. שנאתי השומרים מהבלי שווא, ואני אל אדוני בטחתי. אגילה ואשמחה בחסדך, אשר ראית את עוני, ידעת בצרות נפשי. ולא הסגרתני ביד אויב, העמדת במרחב רגלי. חונה לי אדוני, כי צר לי, עששה וכעס עיני, נפשי וביתי. כי חלו ויגון חיי, ושנותיי באנחה, כשל בעווני כוחי, ועצמי עששו. מכל צורריי הייתי חרפה, ולשכניי מאוד, ופחד למיודעיי, רואיי בחוץ נדדו ממני. נשכחתי כמת מלב, הייתי ככלי עובד. כי שמעתי דיבת רבים, מגור מסביב, בהיווסדם יחד עליי, לקחת נפשי זמם. ואני עליך בטחתי אדוני, אמרתי אלוהי אתה, בידך עיתותיי, הצילני מיד אויביי ומרודפיי. האירה פניך על עבדך, הושיעני וחסדך. אדוני אל אבושה כי קראתיך, יבושו רשעים ידמו לשאול. תעלמנה שפתי שקר, הדוברות על צדיק עתק בגאווה ובוז. מה רב טובך אשר צפנת לרעך, פעלת לחוסים בך נגד בני אדם. תסתירם בסתר פניך מרוחסי איש, תצפנם בסוכה מריב לשונות. ברוך אדוני כי הפלי חסדו לי בעיר מצור. ואני אמרתי בחופזי, נגרזתי מנגד עיניך, אכן שמעת כל תחנוני ושבעי אליך. אהבו את אדוני כל חסידיו, אמונים נוצר אדוני, משלם על יתר עושה גאווה. חזקו ויאמץ לבבכם,
כל המייחלים לאדוני.
Oh,
Adonai, Hoshiana, Adonai, save I and I. Yes, I. Shalom, Harim. Shalom, Aleichem. Peace be upon you. Shalom, Lakem. Peace be to you.